CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
A failed bounce attempt resulted in another slide in stocks, with the major indexes returning to levels last seen in early December and first reached in late summer. The S&P 500 index sank 1.1% Thursday, even after rising more than 1% in the morning, the Nasdaq failing to find its footing after a 10% correction from its late 2021 record high. The S&P 500, for its part, is now down 7% from its January 3rd peak. That is its deepest setback since before Election Day 2020. Markets attempting to form a bottom after a downturn often feature failed rallies and whipsaws, but so do those entering a more damaging bear phase. Hard to say what this is now. Investors in recent weeks have been struggling to price in a likely Fed tightening campaign, decelerating earnings growth, and a winter economic soft patch, all as the former high-flying speculative growth stocks have been discarded. This is the fog of issues eclipsing earnings reports for the moment, as investors look toward next week's Federal Reserve meeting for further clues about whether Wall Street has fully priced in the Fed's intentions in fighting inflation, or if the market still has more work to do along that front. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.